Our story today is called The Orange Cup. It's from Amy Boardman-Raymer. Before I begin, this post is not seeking sympathy. It's merely trying to shed a little light on the total weirdness and unpredictability of grief. Those who experience deep loss already know, but for those who have not, I washed the orange cup today. The orange cup is not a metaphor. It's a small plastic cup, one of several in a multicolored set. It's perfect for the bathroom sink, just big enough for a sip of water in the middle of the night or to wash down daily meds. I'd not washed it since before January 1st. Before you get grossed out, I had not used it either. You see, that little orange cup is the last thing in the house that Mark's lips touched on January 1st before he was loaded into an ambulance, never to return. I had picked up the orange cup several times before, thinking it was time to wash it and put it away, but each time, it wasn't. I'd hug that little cup, cry a little, or a lot, and return it to the counter next to the sink. It wasn't time to wash it until today. Today I washed the cup. When my mother died, her house coat, bathrobe, was hanging on the back of the door in the bathroom. When my dad died 5 years later, it still hung in the same spot. He'd given away or tossed a lot of Mom's items, but just not the house coat. Had he lived another 10 years, I think it may have still been there. Or maybe not. Deep, profound grief, it's just weird. So keep that in mind when you wonder why grieving people do or don't do what you think they should do or what seems normal. Grief is really weird. They're just not ready to wash the cup. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.